Hey guys, welcome to today's discussion. We are going over some history on Ra, and it's really pertaining to their message that they truly want to convey, as well as some of the limits of their knowledge, which I find interesting, and it is important that we go over because Ra does not claim to know everything. They themselves claim to be sixth density, and they have no working idea of what seventh density it is about. Only general ideas is given by their teachers, coming to them from that density. Well, and also the times that Ra has tried to communicate their message to beings of Earth, it a couple different times. Couple different times they didn't even land, because Earth, humans are just so into the, dare I say, religion ideas and just not really efficiently understanding what the Law of One really means. So let's go into some of this. And this is 8116, which is quite a ways into the channeling, but that's okay. Don asked, Ra states that it has knowledge only of this octave, but it seems that Ra has complete knowledge of this octave. Can you tell me why that is? Okay, an octave, I feel like I need to explain a little bit. All right, so you have seven notes on a keyboard, right? Do, Ra, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Okay, and then as soon as you get to the T, and then you start over with the Do, it's in a completely different octave. So if you hit the first Do and the next Do, you are in time with each other, but it's two completely different octaves, and that's why they sound so harmonious with each other. They are both, making a reference to they're both a first density of two different octaves, if that makes any sense. But once you get through seven notes, and the eighth starts a new octave. Okay, so let's go into the answer. Firstly, we do not have complete knowledge of this octave. There are portions of seventh density which, although described to us by our teachers, remain mysterious. Secondly, we have experienced a great deal of the available refining catalyst of this octave. And our teachers have worked with us most carefully that we may be one with all, that in turn our eventual returning to the great allness of creation shall be complete. So they themselves have to kind of go over the threshold into seventh density. The very next question, then Ra has knowledge from the first beginnings of this octave through its present experience. As what I might call direct or experiential knowledge through communication with those space times and time spaces, but has not evolved to our penetrated, has not yet evolved to or penetrated the seventh level. Is this correct, roughly? And Ross says yes. Okay. So then, why does Ra not have any knowledge of which was prior to the beginning of this octave? Meaning, when this octave started its first density, why is there no knowledge? And they give a really good answer and a really good reference. Let us compare octaves to islands. It may be that the inhabitants of an island are not alone upon the whole planet, but if an ocean-going vehicle in which way one may survive has not yet been invented, meaning if people are on an island somewhere and they don't have boats and they don't have a way to just navigate the oceans, true knowledge of other islands is possible only if an entity comes along to the islanders and says, "Hey, I'm not from here. I'm from some other island or some other land." So, however, we have evidence of this sort, both of previous creation and creation to be, as we in the stream of space-time and time-space view these apparently non-simultaneous events. Okay. They look non-simultaneous. I'm just saying. They might appear to be. But anyway, that's a really good reference. Okay, so if we're on an island somewhere and there's no boats and nobody's thought of inventing a boat, but you don't know these other islands exist. You don't know these other people exist. You don't know these other, octaves, anything else exists because here you are in your own little bubble, just worried about your food and, other necessary items to keep your life on living in this island or on this island. But until somebody else comes along and says, hey, there's other lands out there, then you've got no idea that this stuff exists. So, and then even then, humanity being humanity is probably like, oh, no, I don't believe you. Not at all. You came from the other side of the island or something. So it takes down breaking of belief systems and it takes, relearning what you think you know to really understand that, hey, there is other stuff out there. So, going on, they skip a few questions in the actual session of 81, but Don then asks, then what portion of these galaxies is Ra aware of? Has Ra experienced consciousness in many of these galaxies? And Ra says no. Did this in fact happen in some of the planets or a large portion of planets near the center of this galaxy? Okay, so that's a different session and a different question. So let me go in a minute and see what it is they're asking about. Okay, I think it's like a progression in the spiritual growth towards the center of the galaxy as opposed to, the limbs. Okay, so you know what? Let's go into this a little bit and we'll read these two. The first is he's asking the first mind, body, spirit experiences as this galaxy progressed in growth were those that moved through the densities, the process which we have discussed coming out of second density. For instance, a particular planet, one of very early planets formed near the center of the galaxy. I will assume that the planet solidified in first density, that life appeared in second density, and all of the mind, body, spirit complexes of third density progressed at a second on that planet and then evolved into third density. Is this correct? And hypothetically, Ra says, yeah, this is correct. So, did this in fact happen on some of the planets or a large percentage of planets near the center of this galaxy? Our knowledge is limited, Ra says. We know of the beginning, but cannot ascertain to the precise experiences of those things occurring before us. You know the nature of historical teaching. At our level of learned teaching, we may expect little distortion. However, we cannot with surety say that there is no distortion as we speak of specific occurrences of which we were not consciously a part. It is our understanding that your supposition is correct. Thus, we so hypothesize. Okay, interesting. So, I mean, again, they're saying we don't know everything. But, if we're going to make it a supposition about it, then yes, that's what we would suppose as well. It does, kind of make sense to me as well that the further in the center, the more, the earlier these planets got a hold on the evolution of things. Okay. So let's go back to Ra a little bit. That was a nice detour. Okay, this is asking about the English language because when they're channeling this information, of course, they're channeling through Carla, who speaks English. It's a very good question. Do you have use of all the words in English, and for that matter, all the words in all languages that are spoken upon this planet? Ra says no. Let me ask, can I go back into this? Okay, they don't expand further on that, but it just shows they don't know everything, but they are bringing through higher density information for us to try to understand and bring through a message through a channel who, bringing it the best way that she can as well. And Dawn asking some very, very good questions, if not the right questions. There are a few things that I wish they would have gone into more detail about, but just the shift in consciousness between 1981 and 2024, I am sure, has evolved further than we can even perceive. So maybe there just are more questions today. So let's move on. Now this is at a 96.9. How is Ra able to know this information? This is somewhat unimportant, but just it's so amazing you tell me that Ra is able to know all these trivial things. What do you do? Move in time space and inspect the problem or what? Okay. Ra answers, your former supposition is correct. Your latter is unintelligent. The latter is inspecting the problem. And former is moving in time space. You mean you move in time space and inspect the situation to determine the problem. Is this correct? And Ra says, yes, this is so. Okay. All right. Makes sense. And we've gone over time space versus space time before, but just for a quick refresher, space time is if we're in our body right now and we're looking around, we're seeing three dimensional space and one dimension time. Time up here is linear from this perspective. But if we move into the more of the unmanifested self of us, then we can see glimpses of and further study the archetypes and their own instincts, then we can kind of see that time space is more about seeing three-dimensional time versus one dimension space, meaning we are not necessarily moving anywhere, but time appears to be flowing in past, present, and future simultaneously. That's your three dimensions, past, present, and future. Now, this is where we get into the history of Ra. And I do want to say, I am not going to go over all of Ra's stuff that they mentioned of themselves in the Law of One. I think that would be impossible to get through, but I did want to go through again their message, some of the history where they evolved from, and why it's so important to them to pass their message along, and that they have tried to do this before, but it was either not understood in an efficient way, or it was taken and corrupted, and those receiving or those studying the information from others were in a position where they chose, or they were so focused on gaining power as opposed to being service to others. So, and that screams to me having more of a yellow ray perception rather than a green ray perception. So they just weren't ready for it, in my opinion. But Don asked in session 14, what density level is Ra? So this is where Ra says dense sixth density with a strong seeking towards seventh. The harvest for us will be in only approximately 2.5 million years of your time, and it is our desire to be ready for harvest as it approaches in our space time. Okay, 2.5 million years. So are you ready? And are you ready yourselves for harvest through the best service you can provide? And Ra says, yes, this is correct. We are for the Law of One, the solving of paradoxes, and the balancing of love, light, and light love. And this is a knowledge they are coming, this is their service. Their service is giving this information, this message. This is what they consider their service, or at least to us, I guess. And moving on to the next question, Dawn asked, how long is one of your cycles? And Ra says, one of our cycles computes to 750 million. Is that right? 75. Okay. And I guess 750 million years. Yes. 75 million. I'm sorry. 75 million. Yeah. Only 75 million years. And Ross says, yes, this is correct. Moving on, though, to the next one. Although I do want to say, the way that time works, how like they do say of your years. So maybe it is really of our years. But given the fact that they are six density, the cycles of six density may flow for a lot longer time, there is much more wisdom to gain, there is much more light to gain, because you are approaching seventh, which is really, really, well, it's all of our goals, but you have got to be prepared for something like that, I would imagine. It's like moving past the gateway and going into the event horizon, so to speak. Going on though, can you give me some time of history of your social memory complex and how you became aware of the Law of One? Very good question. The path of our learning is graven in the present moment. Graven, I'm sorry. There is no history as we understand your concept. Picture, if you will, a circle of being. We know that the Alpha and the Omega, as an infinite intelligence, the circle never ceases. It is present. The densities we have traversed at our various points in the circle correspond to the characteristics of cycles. First, the cycle of awareness. Second, the cycle of growth. Third, the cycle of self-awareness. Fourth, the cycle of love and understanding. So these are the densities. Fifth, the cycle of light or wisdom. Sixth, the cycle of light love, love light, or unity. Seventh is the gateway cycle. Eighth is the octave, which moves into a mystery which we do not plumb. So, of course, it's going on to a different octave, as I said. Okay. So, yeah, first, again, would be your awareness. And I think the elements kind of fall under this, I want to say. And then second, which would be animals and insects and that. I almost want to say trees. Do they fall, like, if plants and things, I think they fall into, like, an early second. Third, of course, self-awareness. This is becoming more aware of who we are and what we're doing. It's us and you, and then it's us still, even though we're separated, but we're in separate corners, but we're still the same as far as consciousness goes. And then you have love and understanding, which we know we are, hoping to strive for that. I try to be more understanding and loving each day, even when I get plenty of catalysts. And then fifth, that would correspond to the throat chakra, in my opinion, cycle of light or wisdom, which is this body is also called the light body. And then sixth would be your etheric body, and that is sixth density. The cycle of light love, and then we have or unity, understanding, that we are perhaps all one, and we are the Trinity ourselves, that we don't necessarily have to look outside of ourselves for to gain that wisdom or to gain the understanding, but we all should work together in such a way that benefits or tries to benefit everyone. And be nice to each other. And then we have the gateway, which is the seventh, and that would be your violet ray. It's moving past the sixth chakra and going into the seventh. Very interesting. Session 41, question 26. Can you tell me if the development of the social memory complex of Ra from its beginnings and what catalyst it used to get to where it is now, an activation of race. Is it too long of a question? So I do want to point out when it's talking about Ra, you know, it's they claim to be a collective consciousness as opposed to one being, which I think humanity have kind of put a label on it as one being, but this is a collective, such as if I were to go to another planet, you know, I would say I'm human. So, well, I'm not the human, I'm just part of the human race. So they are part of the Ra race. And Ra does answer with this. We who experience the vibratory densities upon that planetary sphere, which you call Venus, were fortunate in being able to move in harmony with the planetary vibrations, with the harmonious graduation to second, then to third, then to fourth, and a greatly accelerated fourth density experience. And I think this is probably because they did so well, I guess, and going from third to fourth, you know, they didn't have much, or if any at all, a negative harvest. They were mostly positive, and I think 20%, I'll have to go, I think it does state it in what I do want to go over with what their harvest is, but they did use the archetypical system in order for their beings to go through this ascension into fourth density positive. We spent much time space, if you will, in fifth density balancing the intense compassion we had gained in fourth. The graduation again was harmonious, and our social memory complex we had become most firmly cemented in fourth density remained of a very strong and helpful nature. Our sixth density work was also accelerated because of the harmony of our social memory complex, so that we were able to get to set out as members of the Confederation to work even more swiftly, approach graduation to seventh density. Our harmony, however, has been a grievous source of naivete as regards working with your planet. Is there a brief question before we leave? Okay. So they consider themselves naive by trying to bring this information to the people of Earth. So, which, you know, I can't say I can argue with that. And I think it was just the times, you know, it's the times now, and people, you know, have to be able to expand a little bit, look into more possibilities. And if they don't agree with it, that's fine. I think we've just been placed in a box, or we placed ourselves inside that box willingly. And it's time to, you know, tear down the box and burn it down and move out of the box. Okay, session 60, question 30. Okay, what civilization was it that Ra using the pyramid shape while Ra was in third density? I'm sorry. What civilization was it that helped Ra using the pyramid shape while Ra was in third density? You people have a fondness for the naming. These entities have begun their travel back to the Creator and are no longer experiencing time. So the teachers that Ra had while they were on Venus going through their ascension process out of third density and helped them, you know, with the shapes and symbols and or what have you, have now moved on. And they are in a different octave, and it's just Ra, it was Ra's turns to be the teach learners. Then since Ra evolved initially on Venus, Ra is of the same archetypical origin as that which we are experiencing here. Is this correct? Ra says, yes, this is correct. So, you know, this has to do with, we are living under the same logos, okay? Sol, our sun. It is the same sun that Venus has. The logos in this specific section has created a certain archetypical system, which individuals and planetary systems move through this evolution and the hero's journey, the fool's journey, whichever you prefer to call it. So yes, it is the same archetypical system. Does Ra have any experience or knowledge of or travel to, in one form or another, any other galaxies? Ra says yes. Okay. And I know there was some interesting things with the way that they term the term galaxy. So there was some confusion there. But I know they've ended up figuring it out at some point that Ron was using the term galaxy as like just a star system. And then Jim or Don, of course, was speaking of galaxies as we perceive them, and that's like billions and billions of stars. So, but I do believe they are actually talking about galaxies as in a collection of many, many stars. We have opened our hearts in radiation of love to the entire creation. Approximately 90% of creation is at some level aware of the sending and able to reply. All of the infinite Logoi are one in the consciousness of love. This is a type of contact which we enjoy rather than travel. So by thought, I assume what they're speaking of, or by thought with the heart, I should say. Because that's what we all speak through. Isn't that interesting? Moving on, though, Don asks, so that I can just get a little idea of what I'm talking about, what are the limits of Ra's travel in the sense of directly experiencing or seeing the activities of various places? Is it solely within this galaxy? And if so, how much of this galaxy? He's asking Ra, do you travel just in this galaxy, or do you move on and go forth into other specific galaxies, or what? What are some limits, or are there any? Ra answers, although it would be possible for us to move at will throughout the creation within this logos, that is to say, the Milky Way galaxy. So-called, we have moved where we are called to service, these locations being local and including Alpha Centauri. So they've helped in Alpha Centauri. Planets of your solar system, which you call the Sun, Cepheus and Zeta Reticuli. To these sub-Logoi we have come, having been called. Okay. There was a calling from these specific places, and Ra answered. Cepheus, Zeta Reticuli, Alpha Centauri. And it's interesting they do say planets of our solar system. I wonder what that's about. Next question, though, is, was the call in each instance from the third density beings, or was this, and is there an additional densities that have called? Ra answers, in general, the latter supposition is correct, which is other densities. In this particular case of the Sun sub-logos, third density is a density of calling. I do believe they're talking about us here. Third density is a density of calling. But in general, it's mainly from other densities. That's actually new information for me. Next question, though, is Ra has not moved at any time into one of the other major galaxies. Is this correct? Ra says, yes, this is correct. So as of 1981, our time and our strange temporal bubble, Ra had not moved into any of the other galaxy. It does not mean no other star systems. It just means they have not gone into Andromeda or M89 or whatever have you been. Does Ra have a knowledge of any other major galaxy or the consciousness or anything in that galaxy? Okay, wrong answers. We assume you are speaking of the possibility of knowledge of other major galaxies. There are wanderers from other major galaxies drawn to the specific needs of a single call. There are those among among our social memory complex which have become wanderers in other major galaxies. Okay. Thus, there have been knowledge of other major galaxies. For to one whose personality or mind-body-spirit complex has been crystallized, the universe is one place and there is no bar upon travel. However, our interpretation of your query was a query concerning the social memory complex traveling to another major galaxy. We have not done this, nor do we contemplate it, for we can reach it with love in our hearts. Reach it in love with our hearts. Okay. See, and this is, it's all about the way that the questions are asked. So, Don did ask, did you, as a social memory complex, have you gone to other galaxies? He did not ask, have any wanderers from your group incarnated as wanderers, into these other galaxies? So, I am glad that that was expanded upon. Okay, so then it gets expanded upon even more. Some of the wanderers from Ra going into some of these other galaxies, leaving this system of 200 plus billion stars of lenticular shape and going to another cluster of billions of stars, finding their way to some planetary situation there, would any of these wanderers encounter the dual polarity that we have here? Both of service to self and service to others. That's a good question. So it just duality exists in these other major galaxies is pretty much what he asked. And you say, yeah, you do find yourself encountering the duality just as much as we do here. Okay. And this gets into more specific things about when Ra kind of went through its evolutionary process. How many of your years ago was Ra's third density ended? The calculations necessary for establishing this point are difficult. Okay. We may say in general that the time of our enjoyment and of the choice making was approximately 2.6 million of your sun years in the past. However, your term is billion. Okay. 2.6 billion of your years in the past. However, as you call it, it is not meaningful for our intervening space-time has been experienced in a manner quite unlike your third density experience of space. Okay. It's not meaningful for every space. Okay. So 2.6 billion years ago is a time on Venus. I'm going to go into this question a little bit more and just kind of follow. Yeah, it was asking. He's asking about Venus in general, as in present time, right now, what density is Venus? Its core vibrational frequency is sixth density. Super interesting. So, just a quick side note, during the eclipse the other day, I was at 99% coverage here at my home, and it was the coolest thing ever. We had all the roosters, their roosters were crowing. And we had the coyotes howling and the dogs were barking in the neighborhood. I mean, my neighbor's dog came out and he just right at maximum. He was just running in circles. But my point with that is, as soon as the maximum hit for us, 99%, not 100, so it didn't go all the way dark. But at that moment of direct 99% Venus, we could see Venus. Just plain as day, and it stuck around for about 10 minutes. We were able to see Venus, and I actually have a a video of it. I'll have to share at some point, but just wanted to say something interesting. But at present, right now, Ra, at least in 1981, Ra is saying, or in 82, 83 by this point, Ra is saying it is a sixth density vibrational frequency. We as a social memory complex had elected to leave that influence. Therefore, the beings inhabiting this planetary influence at this space, this space-time, are fifth density entities. The planet may be considered a sixth density planet. And they were asked, what was your reason for leaving? Well, we had work to do. Basically, we wished to be of service. We had work to do. I'm going to go back a little bit. Okay, here we are. All right. And this is where they get into what their harvest to look like as Ra, as a collective. Were some of Ra's population negatively harvested at the end of Ra's third density? And they say we had no negative harvest. That's right. As such, although there had been two entities which had been harvested themselves during the third density in the negative or service to self path, there were, however, those upon the planetary surface during third density whose vibratory patterns were in the negative range but were not harvestable. Okay. As 95% service to self is a pretty tough goal to reach, I think. I mean, just as hard as the 51% service to others. But they do say there were two entities that were a little bit questionable. And I think they explain it a little bit more. And it is interesting to go through just to see what their experience was once they realized they had been harvested negatively. And I don't think it was a very good reaction. A little bit of a shock. What was Ra's average total population incarnate on Venus in third density? They were a small number which dwelt upon what you would consider difficult conditions. Our harvest was approximately 6,500,000 mind body spirit complexes. There were approximately 32 million complexes repeating third density elsewhere. So they were a small group. So you think that's about 38 million that resided on the planet. And heck, we've got 8 billion here. We've got some work to do. Okay. So here they explain a little bit more of these two entities. What was the attitude just prior to harvest of those harvestable entities of Ra with respect to those who were obviously harvestable? No, these are not the two, but they do explain it here in a bit. Those of us which had the gift of polarity felt deep compassion for those who seemed to dwell in darkness. This description is most apt as ours was a harshly bright planet in the physical sense. It was a little too bright. There was every attempt made to reach out with whatever seemed to be needed. However, those upon the positive path have the comfort of companions, and we of Ra spent a great deal of our attention upon the possibilities of achieving spiritual or metaphysical adepthood or work in Indigo Ray through the means of relationship with other selves. Consequently, the compassion for those in darkness was balanced by the appreciation of the light. Okay. It can be really hard to work with those who just decide to dwell in darkness. But it does teach patience. That is where our compassion comes from. And understanding all of that, unconditional love, because some people just love that darkness, and sometimes people don't even realize that they love the darkness, I think is what I've come to realize, is they don't even realize. And I'm not perfect either, but in regards to other selves I'm speaking of, is I don't, some people just don't understand that they, well, most of us don't realize that we do it to ourselves, but I guess that's not really where I was going, but people just don't realize that it doesn't have to be chaos all the time. We don't have to create chaos all the time, but I think it's a programming thing that's been done, and we willingly allow that to happen. And we can create peace just as much as we can create the chaos. And it does not have to be chaos. We can create joy and happiness just as easy, if not even easier, than we can create chaos. We have just been living in such a time where chaos is just around every corner, and it's there if we want to pay attention to it, and some of it's not even real. But that's just the conditioning of some individuals. So, and I'm not perfect. I find myself going, why did I do that to myself? So I knew that was me. So, but then recognizing it is usually the first step in correcting it, so that we can go in and say, okay, that was a good one, Trish. Let's focus on the more positive, the more peaceful things, the more, now that I see that, we can move on. So here is where they get into the two negatively harvested people or individuals. What techniques did the two negatively harvested entities use for negative polarization on such a positively polarized planet? The technique of control over others and domination unto the physical death was used in both cases. Upon a planetary influence much unused to slaughter, these entities were able to polarize by these means. Upon your third density environment at the time of your experiencing, such entities would merely be considered ruthless depots which wage the holy war. Okay, see some of that repeating now. Yeah. So the obsession of control over others and domination, and more specifically, unto the physical death. And we've seen that in some leaders. Hitler is even mentioned in the Law of One, so is Genghis Khan. Those would be your folks that are leaning more towards a type of negative harvest. Did these two entities evolve from second density of the planet Venus along with the rest of the population of Venus that became Ra from second to third? And they said no. Okay. They were not part of the original soul group, I believe, is what this is aiming at. What was the origin of the two entities of which you speak? These entities were wanderers from early positive fifth density. And yet they had already evolved through a positive fourth density and then flipped polarity in the reincarnating in the third density. Is this right? Yeah, this is correct. So this is how quickly things are able to shift. This is why we should always be watching our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, our spirit. We should our actions, everything, to make sure that we are on the right path for ourselves and our families, making sure we are teaching peace and love and joy and patience by being the peace and being the love and the joy and being the patient. I already said that, but being the understanding and the love and the healing that we want to see. Just going through the catalyst for this change, like why were they, harvested fifth density positive, and then they came back through a third density experience for another harvest, I assume, and then they switched to negative. Like, how did that happen? And your people, there was what may be considered from the viewpoint of wisdom an overabundance of love. Those entities looked at those still in darkness and saw that those of a neutral or somewhat negative viewpoint found such harmony sickening. They found the harmony sickening. The wanderers felt that a more wisdom-oriented way of seeking love could be more applied to those in the darkness. So they found it easier. Okay, interesting. First one entity began its work. Quickly, the second found the first. These entities had agreed to serve together, and so they did, glorifying the one creator, but not as they intended. About them were soon gathered those who found it easy to believe that a series of specific knowledges and wisdoms would advance towards the creator. Okay, and the end of this was the graduation to four density negative of the Wanderers, which had the power of personality and some small deepening of the negatively polarized element of those not polarizing positively. There was no negative harvest as such. I'm gonna have to digest that one a little bit longer. Okay. They only listen to a specific knowledge and wisdom towards the creator as opposed to the a service to others type. I'm still gonna have to digest that one. What was the reason for the wandering of these two wanderers, and were they male and female? Like, why did they choose to become wanderers in the first place? Yeah, all wanderers come to be of an assistance in serving the creator, each in its own way. The wanderers of which we have been speaking were indeed incarnated male and female, as this is by far the most efficient system of partnership. Okay, as a wild guess, one of these entities wouldn't be the one who has been our companion here. So for some of our sessions, and Ross says no. They didn't have a fifth density negative entity. I think that was bothering them for a while in some of their channelings and affecting some things with Carla. Yeah, I believe that's what they're speaking of. Let's check out our time really quick. Okay, we got a little bit longer, I think. I want to get through a few more things. It's going to be impossible to get through all of this today, but I myself wanted a refresher of the history of Ra and what it is they were trying to convey. What was the reasoning for some of this? I do want to go over before we stop recording. Definitely some work that Ra has done here. Okay, let's talk about that a little bit. Okay, so Don is asking a very appropriate question. You know, I've heard the name Ra in connection with the Egyptians. Are you connected with that Ra in any way? The connection is congruency. Congruency meaning equal to each other. I'm just asking, can we expand? Can you give me a little more detail about your role with the Egyptians? Okay, the identity of the vibration Ra is our identity. We as a group, or what you would call a social memory complex, made contact with a race of your planetary kind, which you call the Egyptians. Others from our density made contact at the same time in South America and the so-called Lost Cities were their attempts to contribute to the Law of One. We spoke to one who heard and understood and was in a position to decree the Law of One. However, the priests and peoples of that era quickly distorted the message, robbing it of the compassion in which unity is informed by its very nature. Since it contains all, it cannot harbor any. We were then no longer able to have appropriate channels through which to enunciate the Law of One. We removed ourselves from this now hypocritical position, which we allowed ourselves to be placed in, and other myths, other understandings having more to do with polarity and the things of your vibrational complex again took over in that particular society complex. Okay. All right. Let's see here. I'm not going to read this entire paragraph, but they ask, you know, can you tell us something about the earlier times in the illusion, with the contact Classfully, your incarnation on this planet that you spoke of before on contact with earlier races on this planet. All right. So they are talking about Egypt. Yeah. We came and were welcomed by people who wished to serve. We attempted to aid them in technical ways having to do with the healing of mind-body complex distortions through the use of the crystal. Appropriate to the distortion, placed within a certain appropriate series of ratios of time. Thus were the pyramids created. We found that the technology was reserved largely for those effectual mind-body distortion of power. This is what I was saying. So unfortunately, what they did was reserve it for people in places of power, which was not intended by the Law of One. We left your people, the group that was to work with those in the area of South America, gave up not so easy. They did return. We did not. However, we have never left your vibration due to the responsibility for the changes in consciousness we had first caused and then found distorted in ways not regulated, relegated, sorry, to the Law of One. We attempted to contact the rulers in the land which we had come, to which we had come, that land which we call Egypt, in some areas the Holy Land. Akim, I think, is what they actually called it, K-H-E-M in that time, K-H-E-M. In the 18th dynasty, it is known in your records of space-time distortions, we were able to contact a pharaoh, in which you would call him. The man was small in life experience on your plane, and what you would call a wanderer. Thus, this mind-body-spirit complex received our information, communication distortions, and was able to blend his distortions with our own. This young entity had given a vibratory complex of sound which vibrated in honor of a prosperous god. As this mind-body-spirit complex, which we call instrument for convenience, we call a moon. The entity decided that that name, being in honor of one of many gods, was not acceptable for inclusion in his vibratory sound complex. I think that's a fancy way of saying it. He didn't like that name, so he changed it. Thus, he changed his name to one which honored the sun disk. This distortion called Aten, although I have a feeling it's actually pronounced Adon, was a close distortion to our reality as we understand our own nature of mind-body-spirit complex distortions. However, it does not come totally in alignment with the intended teaching, but this entity, Akhenaten, had been convinced that the vibration was one and the true spiritual vibration, and thus decreed the Law of One. Akhenaten. However, this entity's beliefs were accepted by very few. His priests gave lip service only, without the spiritual distortion towards seeking. And honestly, we see this so much, with other books, other channelings, other this, how many actually take the time to fully understand it and to fully seek the true meanings of certain messages. Even something, and I recognize this in high school and, college, and there is a complete difference between reading a book and reading it to actually understand it. So, or reading to recite, which a lot of what Earth School is, at least in public schools, is reading to recite. It's only testing your ability to memorize the information. Well, memorizing the information and having photographic memories is helpful, sure, but how much do you actually understand or seek to understand what this actually means? The peoples continued in their beliefs. When this energy was no longer in this density, again, the polarized beliefs in the many gods came into their own and continued until the one known as Muhammad delivered the people into a more intelligible distortion of the mind-body-spirit complex relationships. Okay. So I definitely wanted to go over that one for now. I think we'll go ahead and end it there, but this is not a conversation that I want to end here, because there's so much more to Ra as a social memory complex or a collective consciousness, that needs to be reiterated, or at least gone over again and understood more, and more importantly, their message that they were trying to bring, and they've tried to bring it a few times now, and humans have just completely distorted it. And I blame that on ourselves as well as the trickery involved in this density and keeping us so compacted in a box, that we just can't get there. So hopefully through these catalysts and experiences and potentiating moments, we can just slowly expand our awareness into understanding some of this and get it through our thick heads that, maybe we should just be nice to one another so we can move on and not have to repeat this. So, but thank you all for listening in. And again, this is not the last of this conversation. We'll restart it up at some point soon. So. Thank you all.